Let us pray. O God, may your word become life in our lives. Amen. We continue today our preaching series based in the baptismal covenant. Today we think about the question, will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? And I hope we all will respond with I will with God's help, as a result of a continued personal discernment and conversion. I have to admit that I come from a theological background in which I didn't talk much about evil and sin. Almost never I heard a sermon about Satan or the devil, and we avoided talking about sin in public as we left that topic for our private prayers and devotions. I was formed in a theological environment but privileged talking about systemic sin rather than personal sin, and my formation based in a Latin American liberation theology strengthened the idea of condemning the political, social, and economical structures in our poor countries rather than the personal actions against God or our neighbors. I think that on the bottom of these practices, we had the sense that it was not fair to put more weight on the shoulders of poor and oppressed people. We were having enough with poverty, discrimination, and oppression to also talk about sin, guilt, and condemnation. But I have to admit that a position like that is not healthy at all, because it avoids the possibility to deal with part of our own reality as human beings. The Bible is also not too helpful in this case, as we can find many texts with different approaches about evil and sin. Beginning with Genesis 1 and 2, in which we see for the first time the idea of sin as a human rebellious act of trying to be God while knowing the good and the evil. During the monarchy times, prophets insisted that sin was to oppress those in need and to manipulate the covenant with Yahweh, God, to legitimize worshiping other gods related with foreign empires. In the New Testament, we also turn to the Lord's Prayer while saying, and deliver us from evil, as if we were weak creatures in God's hands, who wants to prove all the time our faith and integrity. I have heard many times that interpretation of the well-known phrase in this paradigmatic prayer. We also have Paul's interpretation of sin and evil, and I especially remember the one we read last Sunday in Romans chapter 7, when Paul says, I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. I think there is no better personal description of sin and evil than Paul's. Although we need to be sure about what he's saying here, Paul is saying that there is some kind of weakness in our nature as human beings, as if we were puppets in the hands of some hidden and cosmic force we can't control or avoid. These are only few of the diverse approaches about sin and evil in the Bible. And today we have the sower's parable according to the Gospel of Matthew, full of images related with the earth, the farm, the creation, and the natural world. Jesus tells this beautiful and powerful story, which I like to understand also as a parable, a story that speaks about the relationship with the human nature a debate about the source of evil and sin. According with this story and Jesus' interpretation of it, every human being is able to receive the good of God's seed in our lives. But a combination of external and internal factors allows that seed to bear fruits or not. How we deal with our own personal lives and how we respond to our external circumstances will determine if we continue being a dry land, dry soil, or if some new life will come up from us. According to Jesus' interpretation of the parable, only our capacity, our willingness to endure in the face of problems, and our spiritual maturity to set our priorities in alignment with God's will make possible that we could hear the word and understand it, and to bear fruit and yield in hundredfold, in 60 or 30. Only then we are good and fruitful soil, able to stop the actions of the evildoers. A little bit more than a century after Jesus, Justin Martyr was still recreating the human condition and its relationship with sin and evil, this time with another natural metaphor, the logos spermaticos, or the seed of the word. According to Justin, that seed constitutes a divine element in every human being, imparting reason as well as life to the human soul. What are we committing to when we promise to persevere in resisting evil, and whenever we fall into sin, to repent and return to the Lord, as the covenant, as the baptismal covenant says? Maybe with this promise, we are committing to go deeper in our understanding of God's grace and actions among us, to endure in the midst of the struggles and problems, and to work daily in our priorities so we can become a good soil in which the seed of the word can bear fruits. Every time we commit to resist evil, to repent and to return to the Lord, we are promising to find the seed of the word in every human being, and to work and hope for the growth and fruits in us and in others. And maybe we are also committing to make the garden God has promised and dreamed for every human being to be flourished and evergreen. Persevering in resisting evil is also a call to avoid being naive while thinking that we can abolish evil in us or around us. Persevering is about daily and continued personal efforts and work. It is about contribution and partnership. It is about small steps and personal and communal resistance to the long way of recreating the kingdom of God here and now. And maybe it is also about turning and returning to God as the source of all growth and fruits, while we return also to our daily struggles, facing division, discrimination, hate, sickness, pandemia. Let's pray again as we did in our collect prayer, asking for the possibility to know and understand what we have to do. And let us ask God for grace and power to accomplish it faithfully in Christ. Amen.